스쳤네요. Can we just soak for a little bit? Let's not get out of this. Let's just soak. I started hearing a couple of things, and I said, Lord, I want to make sure I don't miss what you have for the people. And on this last song, I heard that a couple of people saw something. If you saw something that was, you know, it was from God, don't get like, well, I saw this red thing. If you tell me what you saw. Anybody? No one saw anything? I'm sorry? You felt his presence? Amen. Now, he showed up very quick. Liz? Come on, say it. Us, yes. That's good. Very good. Very good. Anybody else? Oscar. Chains fallen off and broken. Amen. Amen. Good, good. Anybody else? Yes, Ms. Joy. That wailing. It's going to be all right. Amen. Amen. Moving forward in the will of God. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry? I need you to speak in the microphone.
As I was sitting here, I began to kind of feel like a passing, actually. And then I had my eyes closed. I began to see white go down this aisle here. And then I saw a hand... begin to lay on people's shoulders, and I just continue to see the white kind of passing down this aisle and just walking all throughout here, and the hand was just laying its hand on different people's shoulders.
Amen. Anybody else? Yes.
I didn't see anything, but I saw, was given some scripture.
Okay.
I got Psalm 146, and then Psalm 4, Psalm 6.
Okay. He gave you scriptures? Are you seeking something very specific for answers? Because what I did hear is that someone was going to get clarity. Somebody was about to get clarity tonight. And if, well, I need clarity. No, somebody needs clarity. You understand what I mean? Someone was going to get it tonight. Yes.
I saw something. I saw the cloud, God's presence, and then I also saw white. And then I saw you back in the beginning when you first started.
Okay. It goes back to what she was saying. This is how you know the Spirit is speaking. It starts off with, how much does he miss us? How much does he miss us? You saw us when we used to soak. And then in the beginning. Funny, my message that I had, can I see your phone real quick again? And I walked in, I had a different message all set. I had it earlier today. Done. So I said, can I use this part of the message? During the worship, I had to go to my notes, and it's going to be a different message. And so I said, God, you're doing something because I want you to go back. Go back to what I first told you. So that's how I know God was saying he gave some clarity. Anybody else? Yes. Okay.
What I took was that our lives aren't our own. We're meant to be with others and have relations with others, and by what we do for others is what makes our lives. And
amen.
So I was yelling out for them so that they can have their blessings.
I know that to be God because I began to hear. It was on the song at the very beginning when the piano was playing. Let it rain. I began to hear intercession very, very strong. Hard intercession. So what's what you're doing, interceding for people? The presence of God is here. I mean, it's here right now.
Amen.
And it's not because of a song. It's because you engaged. Something inside of you said, get it. Something fell off. Chains fell off to let you get in. Do you understand? Sometimes we get so caught up with so much stuff that's on us that we can't enter in. The tabernacle is set up in the way that it was very symbolic of how we're to get into God's presence. And when you come into the door, which is Jesus Christ, that's the kingdom of God, that's Jesus, you come in. But the first thing you have to do is to go to the laver of water. Before you make any sacrifices, come in and cleanse yourself. Well, the washing of the water is what is that? What that does is the Holy Spirit comes to cleanse you. And tonight, some of y'all got to the point where I need some stuff off of me, the chains. And in that, some of y'all went past just being on the outer courts and you went further. Some entered in and some were still kind of just, what's going on? It's a lot of music tonight. This is not normal. That's what our mind does. It does that. That's, I don't want to say it's natural. But that's what happens. But he's trying to get us back to the first time we fell in love with him. Do you remember when God told me that at the beginning of the fast? He says, will you fall back in love with me? Do you remember the time when you used to love me so much that you couldn't put your Bible down? You were just always in the Word, or you were always praying, or you were always seeking me. You know, sometimes we get too old and we think we got it together. That's just our mindset. It's just the way we are. We grow up that way. We think we got it. We think we know enough. Not to say that you don't want to learn, but we go through that motion, and that's what the enemy uses to trick you. Well, you know, there's so many good teachings out there. There's plenty of wonderful prophets and teachers out there and preachers that will preach the pain off of these walls. But it'll do you nothing unless you apply what you've heard. It won't do you any good. You just heard a good sermon. So did the devil. He heard a good sermon. The devil is everywhere. Not everywhere. I'll take it back. Evil is present everywhere. Evil is. The devil isn't. Evil is. And there's times that we feel like we just can't get past it. Because it's just so heavy. And I felt that in the midst of this worship tonight, there was something very strategic. God doesn't just do something just to do it. Do you hear me? He does it because there's something in mind for what's about to take place. Are we willing to line up? Everything has to come back into order. In the very beginning, this world was full of chaos, was it not? Before anybody was formed, before any animal, before anything, it was full of chaos. That's when the Spirit of God hovered over it. If you are in the midst of chaos right now and you're going through some stuff right now, the Spirit of God is hovering over you right now. But we have a responsibility to engage. We must engage. Once we engage, we can begin to let those chains fall off. But if we don't engage, it'll stay right there. The devil ain't moving because of your worship, much less your praise. He can sing and dance too. But when revelation comes, revelation, he gets real shaky about it. He gets real nervous. Because he knows once you get that revelation, he can't take that away. How much revelation do you really want? God's willing to give as much as you want. We just have to ask. He tells the disciples, you've been with me 3 years, and you still don't know how to pray. How many times you've been in the church for 3, 4, 5, 15, 18 years, God has to come up to you and say, you still don't know how to be a Christian. Hey, we all get slapped. Don't think this is, you just, we all get slapped. He's trying to tell us, can we just kind of get some things straight here? I put some things in order when I created this world, and it's been in chaos. If you look now, right now, what's going on in the government, and you will see so much chaos. When you turn on the TV and you watch the news, I don't care what TV show you're going to put on, you're going to see chaos. And things of abomination is all over the place, is it not? You would never, ever, ever in your wildest imagination ever hear some of the words spoken on live TV. Much less some of the things that they're wearing today. And then we wonder why we have a generation of kids that don't know how to respect parents. Because the parents ain't taking time with their kids to tell them what is right, what is wrong. We're just talking as family again, I guess? Okay. I get it that way, too. I do. What you watching, Daddy? Oh, I'm just watching. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. What'd they say? Right? Nowadays, on the radio, you're hearing so much stuff come out that you're wondering, what is going on with these people? It's not even music like it used to be. Music, you know, when you could hear somebody harmonizing. You know, come on. Don't let me go back. Don't let me go back there. You know, we used to have some people just sing. Real singing. It's that toe tapping sing. Oh, hey. Then the shoulder gets the, hey. What you say? Then the head starts to bob. Whoa. Hey. Then all of a sudden you start engaging. But how is it that we can engage in secular music, but when it comes to just engaging in his presence, we have a hard time getting into it? Right. Now watch. I'm going to take you somewhere. But when we experience something, it don't take you much, does it? When you experience him in the room and you feel his presence, it don't take you much. And my prayer before I came was, God, open up what needs to be open so we can get in. We need to get in. We really need to get in. So right before he changed the message, this is what I saw. How many of you know that you're expecting the hand of God to move on your life? Amen. That's good. That's good. Here's where I'm going. Jesus, the heavens opened. Heavens open. God Almighty spoke. This is my son, and whom I am well pleased. Did he not speak? And then Spirit says he was led. If you do the exegesis, it says he was driven to the wilderness to be tempted. 40 days, 40 nights without food or water. Driven. Y'all being tested? Y'all being tested? Huh? No, let me hear you. Are y'all being tested? Is something coming at you that is like, stop it now? Is something just getting on your last nerve? Huh? So you know this is a rated R church, right? It's raw. Meaning that I'm going to just tell it like it is. He has gotten you to the point that every beep and then the beep and then the beep is coming out your mouth because he don't want to leave you alone. You get to the point now, you're just getting so mad that he's just been buffeting you and buffeting. But that buffeting is going to help you to understand that everything that he's hitting you with is what you already have inside. You're missing it. Everything that he's lying to you about, you already got. It's because it's Bible study. Here's the Bible. Study. Bible. Does he mess with you when you're strong? Does he mess with you when you're weak? Huh? Some of y'all feel like he ain't left me alone. I have been praying and fasting and doing all kinds of stuff. He still ain't leave me alone.
Come on, leave me alone.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Has it just continues on? Mm-hmm. Just he just continues, right? He don't want to let it go. Never. He just nagging all the time, right? He just nags. Just nags at you, nags at you, nags at you. There's purpose behind it. He don't do it just to do it. There's purpose behind the poking, the prodding, and tempting. I mean, y'all been tempted to do some things you know you're not supposed to do. Be real. What you say? Pastor, you know, on the way over here, I either had this option or you know, I had a few others, and the Lord led me to this one, so I'm here, so. And some of y'all on a fast. Y'all on a fast? Some of y'all on a fast? So, well, we're not supposed to tell anybody we're on a fast. Whatever. I hate all that. Oh, you're not going to tell everybody you're on a fast. You're supposed to be looking pretty. Let me take some things away from you that you don't like. Let me see how you act a little bit for a little while. Jesus was alone during that fast. You know, nobody knows how he was. He was by himself. Walking around saying, I'm hungry. Huh? And he was at the Jordan. He's thirsty, and there's all this water right there. And the previous prophet before them, Jay, you know what? Just put a little bit of salt in there and then just drink the water. So many kind of miracles are being done to feed what you want. There's purpose in everything you go through. Purpose. You don't seem like it, right? You don't seem like it. I'm just kidding. Just getting beat up all over the place. What kind of purpose is this, God? Right? What am I getting out of this? What am I supposed to learn? What am I supposed to learn? How about changing your eating habits? What? Is that right? Right? He messaged you and said, give up this. And I'll tell you when you can have it back.
Hello.
Daniel had 21 days. You gave him 20.
Hallelujah.
Wait a minute. So maybe he has been doing all this kind of stuff, letting the devil be at you for a little bit. How about if Jesus would have stayed in, would have stayed in the wilderness longer to prove even more that how you overcome is with the word. What if it been you? Come on, let's be real. Can we be real? We'll get to the scripture in a bit. You can read it. It's okay. Let me just ask you. If he was to tempt you right now, could you pass the test? Could you pass the test? No, because he's not going to tempt you with something you don't want. Because it wouldn't be tempting.
That's right.
If you just hate olives with a passion, he's not going to bring olives to you. Your angels, baby, are on the way for you.
Amen.
Your angels are on the way. They've already been dispatched for you. They've called and been dispatched to the area that you're in need of right now. He says, I have already heard it before the foundations of this earth. I've seen it in its progression. I've seen it how it's getting. But in your midnight hours, I hear the groaning from within you. And it's not even for just the loved ones. It's for his purpose to be done here on earth. Baby, keep being the prophetess that you are and continue to move in the area that God has called you to be. I hear the angel of God moving in the area that he says, I've heard it because you speak my word, you declare my word, and people are going to be set free. There's a healing ministry with signs and wonders inside of you. Baby, don't listen to what man says. Matter of fact, this is what I hear over and over your life. You need a covering. Baby, God is your covering. You do what he tells you to do, how he tells you to do it. If God said do it, just do it. The angels are on the way for you. The angels are on the way for you. You are supposed to be misunderstood. You know that, right? You are supposed to be misunderstood, because if you were understood, then they would say, I know too much about you. You know too much about me. That ain't God. But when you're misunderstood and you do things a little bit different, that's when they know that God says, you are truly the one that I've spoken through. Whoo, child. And I don't know you. Thank you for visiting tonight. This is Bible study. I encourage you, baby. I encourage you. And here, my exhortation was because of the passion that I see inside of you is the passion that you have for others. And the enemy wants to strip that from you. You've been taken advantage of too many times because of your heart. You've been taken advantage many times. God says, I have given you seed because you are a sower. But you're going to bring some people out of the pit of hell.
Amen.
Needle still in the arm, giving their life to Jesus. Powder all over their nose is still saying yes to Jesus.
Amen.
They're coming to you. Your misfits and all kinds of animals that nobody wants to love and hug are coming to you because you said, I've been there, done that, know what it's about, and I know how to get to a place.
Yeah.
Walk it out, baby. You got some power all over you. Power all over you. But the angels have been dispatched for the answer that you've been asking for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If I walk down this aisle again, somebody else gonna get it because, Lord, I just feel every time I come, hey, woo, come on, man, let's just go with this. It's something else, James, it's something else, man. I feel it. The devil has just kind of been tempting and tempting and tempting, but there's purpose behind it. Hey, Kodabo Sikaba, you've been praying. When will they get an understanding? How can I articulate what you have given me about what you said, but I can't just put it to words? He says, don't put it to words. I've heard it before you even spoke it. And I heard it twice, matter of fact, because your spirit spoke first. God says, I'm going to bring to you what you have desired even the more and more and more and more. When you say, Pastor, I need two rows because they're all coming with me. I don't understand how that's going to happen. Will you make room? Yes, there's always room. I'll move everybody out the way because your miracle is here. Your miracle is here. He's doing what he said he was going to do. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, ba 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 so core de lo bossi. Oh, ba 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 sa. E core le de lo bossi, core de lo ba 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 sa. Woo! Raise both your hands. Raise both your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Core de lo bossi, ka ba 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 ba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see you in a new room. You've walked out, and when you walked out, you looked backwards, and it was empty. But when you turned around, you were walking into a new one. A new one. And you asked for one thing that was very specific. You've been testing God. You've been testing him. If you do this, I know it's you. I know it's you. And God says what you ask for is going to be there. It's going to be there. And don't worry about your daddy, because your daddy's not going to be on the road. Your daddy's not leaving. Your daddy's not going to be traveling all over the place. But your daddy's not going to be working long hours anymore either. You're going to have more time with your daddy. More time with your daddy. And more time with your daddy. Because there's a business opportunity. And I'm speaking to you, baby, because your spirit hears it. He's going to spend time with you. And that's what you've asked of God, so that it can be different than before. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Just like Zacchaeus. You know he's coming. But you're afraid you're going to miss him. But you know he's coming. But you're afraid you're going to miss him. And you ran ahead of God. But you're climbing. You're climbing. You're climbing. Here's the thing. Zacchaeus didn't know whether or not he was going to pass in front of that tree. But something inside of him said, climb this tree. You've been climbing without seeing. And God says, the moment you come to a resting point, I will see you. I will see you. Jesus was walking by. And when he saw Zacchaeus, he spoke to Zacchaeus. He spoke. And notice what I'm telling you, you've been climbing. You've been having to go up. You've been having to hold up. You've been having to do much more than what you thought you were going to have to do. But now Jesus is walking by. And you're about to have that encounter with Jesus. And he says, come now, and I must go into your house. Your house. It's going to change. Because you've been climbing, climbing, climbing. Not knowing if he would, but he's going to. He's going to. He's coming into your house. Your house. And he's going to be with you. He's going to eat with you and spend time with you. He's coming in because he has an appointment with you. He has an appointment. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Hallelujah. Lord, Lord, Lord. Come on, Jesus. 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 Destiny, 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 destiny. You know what destiny is? Because you're destined for things that God has already predestined for you. You're just walking it out. But in the midst of just a man, pushed and pushed. But he's pushing you in the direction you must go. You've got to be challenged, brother, because you get bored very quick. Very quick. But God has a way, man, of getting you where you need to go. The creativity, the gift of creativity that's in you, He gave it for you to give Him glory. Don't get me wrong, don't get it twisted, because everybody gets out, and I mean, it's broken forward because of a guy. No, He's got things that are destined for you. That's why you got people always around you getting into your ear. When you think about this, when you think about that, hey, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? Sometimes you want to say, can you help me? You've been like a big brother to a lot of people. Sometimes you even get tired because they can kind of pull on you so much. They pull on you so much. He says, I've gifted you the gift of the heart of Jesus. The compassion that you will have for people. The yokes will be destroyed off of their lives. Off of their lives. I've gifted you, says God. Continue to encourage. Continue to speak. It's all right to get mad too, because you can eat it. I know. It's all right. But know this, that God knows who He sends your way, because He's training you up, David. Don't look at the forefathers that have been before you, and don't look at the church like way it used to be. It ain't gonna be that. He's destined you, David. Now, I see oil being poured on you, saying, He's the one. No, not the other seven, but you're the eight. You're the new beginning. You're the new beginning that is going to flow through you, that's going to bring people into the knowing knowledge of the Son Jesus and through the glory of God. Through dance, through music, through artistic dance. He's gifted you. Don't look at, I got to keep telling you this, don't look at how church used to be. That church government, church hierarchy, got a lot of people. What I hear, man, He's called you to lead people. Lead. So the season that you've been going through is teaching you how to lead. Lead them, man. Lead them. The gift that's inside of you, that's from Daddy in heaven, man. Teach them. Speak to them. You're already doing it. Now you're going to get some more boldness to say, hey, you know what? You know what's really going on? This, and that. But you don't want to be honest about it. Get past all that fluff, here's what it really is. You have that ability. You have that ability. You have the deliverance ministry inside of you, man. Keep on, keep on, keep on. Come on, say it with me. Keep on keeping on. Now say it like you mean it. Keep on keeping on. You know what? You got me? Matthew chapter 4. Boy, I love it when that strum just bring you to it. It's just your time. It's been hard. You even asked, is this even worth it? Is it even worth it? Is it even working? Tired. Matthew chapter 4 verse 1. It says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. To be what? Tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. But that's not something that's like so profound, is it? You 40 days. No food, no water. Hungry. Here's what I want you to see. Sometimes you have to see it sometimes for what it is. The tempter came to him and said, If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become what? Who is he tempting that? Jesus. Who is Jesus? The bread of life. First temptation, right? What is he attempting? Identity. He's making it personal. Personal. So when the temptation comes, he is tempting you with something personal. He's hitting you with something personal. Have you ever just stubbed your little pinky toe? The pinky one. Are you hearing me? It's like, how can that little thing find something just to hit right? Hey! And swell up. But it hurts so bad. It was just a little pinky toe. And it adjusts the way you walk. So when the enemy comes at you, he's going to hit you where you may think it's insignificant, but it's going to change the way you walk. He's going to hit you. He's going to change the way you walk in God. He's not going to hit you between the eyes. He's going to get you where you think it don't matter. It's just a little thing. That little thing is going to change the way you walk in God. He's going to change the way you begin to stand because you can't stand. Just talking to you about what happens sometimes when the enemy comes and he makes it personal, when he challenges your identity. That's the first thing he did. He challenged the identity. Like, you a Christian? What's this scripture mean? I don't know. See, you ain't crazy. I know the Bible left and right, upside down, every backwards too. I quoted to you left and right. I'll tell you which words are in red too. You ever got people like that? You a pastor, you don't know what I'm talking about? I don't care what you're talking about. Because in the manner in which you're talking to me, all you want to do is challenge me. That's all you want to do. Now you want to talk about my daddy? we can talk about my daddy. Because my daddy's good to me. Matter of fact, my daddy would never, ever, 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 ever come and challenge me like you just challenged me. So if daddy would never come and challenge me, then you must not be of daddy. You must be of the devil. I know who your daddy is. They don't like that when I talk to them that way. They don't. As it is, people just don't understand, Jeff. When you got such a relationship with Jesus, and mine ain't the best. That would be very honest. Mine's not the best relationship, but it's my relationship. Did you hear what I said? Your relationship may not be the best relationship that you got with Jesus, but it's your relationship. Who am I to say anything about your relationship? Get out of my business on how I get with God and who my dad is. Don't come and tempt me with something that you don't know who I am and who he is in me. But that's what the devil will do, is start making you question the ifs. The ifs in your life. If I would have done this, maybe I'd have been further along in life. If I would have stayed here, maybe I would have made some more money. The temptations come and they challenge identity that's already in you. The stones. Turn these stones to bread. You'll never get challenged. Never get challenged with anything that's not already in you. Do you hear me? You'll never get challenged with anything that is not already in you. And let that kind of sink in a little bit. Just let it sink in a little. How many of you? No, I ain't going to ask that because y'all can say, I'm going to raise my hand. No, I need deliverance. I'll talk real talk. I got issues with the temper. Not you. Yeah, me. My dogs will tell you. They'll tell you real quick. But they still love me. My wife says, why you always talk like that? Just because you can talk to the dogs that way and they can't talk back to you? That's what you think, you're the boss. You're going to talk to him like it. But you ain't going to talk to me that way. Wait, hey. It's just me and my dogs having a conversation. Well, don't treat them that way. You ain't the boss. You're the boss. Right? Watch it, watch it. Watch with challenge. Challenge. Authority. See? But we joke like that, don't we, baby? I know I'm the boss. I know I'm the boss. I know I'm the boss. Y'all didn't know? She lets me be. Whatever she says, just is. Whatever I say, out the window. But she says it like this. You ain't the boss, only in church. But you need to change this, you need to change that, and you need to change this. You don't know. Watch this. I'm just going to talk about myself so nobody get mad. See, the other day I was talking about Tambourine Tammy. Remember that, Tambourine Tammy? And then we had, Vanity Vince, right? Yeah, you're probably wondering, what was this about? Yeah. Because when I was talking, visitors that are here, you know, sometimes we play church. We play church. And you know the ones that really, you know how to play the tambourine? I mean, they bust it down. That's Tambourine Tammy. So no one get upset. Just, you know. But then they put the tambourine down, and they're just like a snake out the grass. Yeah, you feel me? And then the other one was Vanity Vince. Vanity Vince always wants to look good on the outside, but the inside's all jacked up. You know, so that was just kind of the reference there. But here's the thing. What you get tested with is what's already in you. That's right. Just like whatever is in you, you attract. Say it again. Okay, well. Whatever's in you is what you attract. It's what we call the like anointing. Like mind, like spirit. What's this? Okay. Well, you attract. Attract. So you know that if you got just a little bit of anger inside, you're going to attract some anger in your direction. You're going to have people that have a short temper too around you. God's going to let them be the ones that are going to test you. Go through all your fingernails. That's why you always finally have to have like 18 cups of coffee. Calm your nerves. He said, I don't calm my nerves. They don't do nothing to me no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is not just a form of praise. It's a form of thank you that you saved me. But you attract what's already inside of you. And if you can't, you don't know how to be still in a relationship, you attract people just like that, and then you wonder why your relationships don't last. Are you hearing me? Because what you attract is what's already in you. Or what you're used to eating. If I was to put a hook and put some bait on this hook to go fishing, and I was to put something on there, let's just put, I don't know, because we used to fish with masa, which was, bread. You know, we didn't have no bait back in the day, so we used to have a line, a hook, and a loaf of bread. That was our bait. And if we got hungry, you eat the bread. But you just put the bread, a little bit of water, just a little bit of water. You put that thing on the hook, you catch something, go catfish or perch something. Watch this. We know how to do it. If you ain't got real bait, you just put a weenie on there and you're going to catch yourself a big old fish. Now, watch. I'm just talking here a little. Hold on. Hold on. We all do it, too. Don't act like I ain't never done it. Yes, you have. You improvise. I done lost train. Oh, here we go. Pray for me, prophet, man. Look. Come on, yeah, woo. Come back and get that line back, Pastor. No, we're going to put a pineapple on there, and you're going to put on, you ain't going to catch nothing. The fish only is going to eat what it's used to eating and its surroundings. The surroundings tell me who you are. Yeah, you're... The surroundings, people, atmospheres, where you're at, tell me who you are. And don't think just because you're just in one place and ain't nobody said anything, they can just look at you and say, hey, it's my first time here, but it looks like you're a regular. You know those. They'll leave it at that. Because y'all weren't all saved. You weren't all saved. Y'all used to make it before 11 when it was free. Okay. Uh-huh. And then before it even ate, prices changed. Y'all were there early. And you could tell which ones were there earliest. And you come the following week, and the same people are there. You start to see, hey, there's a pattern here. But then if you really pay attention, like I used to do, that joker is always alone. Follow me? And always by 8 o'clock, he feeling good. But come by 10 o'clock, he's already 3 sheets to the wind and out the door. Watch this. Still alone. I said, yeah, that's sad. That's sad, right? Here's what happens. If you watch long enough, you begin to see people begin to gravitate to the same type of people. you know, back in the day, I wasn't trying to pay attention and learn something. I was just doing my thing. But I would watch the same guy. This is a true story. I am not going to divulge information, but the same story. But the same guy, and I would see some things, and I'd always see that there was a couple of fellas with him, alone as well. This same group of guys would be there, and I'd be there too. That's the only way I knew I was there too. But, you know, and what I would always notice is that after a certain time, they'd be arguing with just anybody because they wanted to fight. Tell me who you hang around with, I'll tell you who you are. Tell me where you like to hang out. I can tell a lot about you. Everybody else can too. Everybody else can. And here's what I keep seeing is that the enemy came to tempt Jesus to try to prove who he really is. Even after, he could have just said, didn't you just hear my dad tell you who I am? You didn't understand that? Because you had the if factor. If. Jesus answered in verse 4. Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth out of the mouth of God. Watch this. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. Who is the head of the church? Jesus. So the next temptation was what? Position. Position and authority. How many of us have a tendency to want to go and try to make our name for ourselves, right? Yeah, I want everybody to know I do good at what I do, and I'm one of the best at what I do, and I want people to know about it so I can get paid for it and do because I'm doing good. The Bible has the whole system differently. The kingdom of God is not like a triangle coming from the top down. It's from the triangle going from the bottom up. The lowless, the lowly ones, become first. But he was tempting them. How are you going to tempt him and say, come to the top of the pinnacle? Watch this. This is going to help you, Mom. I don't know your name. I apologize, but watch this. Watch this. He says this. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Quoting, half quoting, Psalms 91. Mm-hmm. Jesus answered him, and it's already written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. And again, the devil took him to a very high mountain, say mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you bow down and worship me. So first, he's going to take you to a place that's already yours. It's already yours. It's the church. You have dominion, power, and authority over it. That's your house. That's your family. It's your finances. That's your health. He's going to tempt you with all those areas. That's already yours. It's yours. Done. He can't tempt you with anything you don't already have. It's already there. So he's going to tempt you, one. He's going to tempt you and buffet you with health, finances. Mm-hmm. All the kind of promises that are out there. It's going to tempt you. It's going to tempt you. Not only that, the relationship. But then he's going to say to throw yourself down, cast yourself down, so that the angels come and catch you. Here's what I find very interesting. Very interesting. This is Matthew 4. I want you to go, if you would, to Matthew 5. Go to Matthew 5. I've been reading out of the NIV version. No, I'll take it back. I'll take it back. Let's leave that there. Before I go any further, when he takes you to a certain place, the leading that was taking place, sometimes the devil's going to take you places to show you, to remind you, but he doesn't know that he's reminding you that it's already yours. We have to have that revelation that it's already yours, but he will tempt you to do something that is not what you're supposed to do. Okay? If you read in John, it's in John that John begins to write on how after the temptation came and after he said this, the Bible says that the angels of the Lord came to minister to him, that the angels were ready on the way. Did you see that? The angels were on the way already. You have been going through stuff and you've been buffeted, you've been getting tested and this and that, but the angels of God are coming to minister to you. Well, Jesus himself now is here on your behalf as an advocate for you. And he's telling you that I am here, that I'm going to make some change for you. And all this tempting that's been taking place in your life, that everything that's already inside of you that I've already given you is being challenged. But I am here now, and I am telling the enemy to go, because you will not bow down to the temptation. I am telling the enemy to leave and go out of the way, because I am now here. The promises that I have already given are for you. But don't give in to the temptation. Understand what God is saying. Is you're going to be tempted, but stand. Stand. And when you do stand, and you ain't seen it come to pass yet, stand anyhow. Stand. Because if you don't stand, you're going to miss. So guess what the trick of the enemy is during the standing? He's going to get you to move a little bit. Just move a little bit. Because you'll move out of the perfected order of God. Are you being tempted? Huh? Has he been tempting you with something? Has he been telling you you're not going to get it? Has he been telling you this is something that is really eating at you, that this is just too much? When is it going to happen? Why am I going through what I'm going through? Maybe you're going through because it's not just about you. Maybe it's about others, and you've got to see and experience things for others so that you can get them through. Some of the things that you feel in your body are not even your own ailments. It's from other people. And you've got to pray them through. Where did this come from? I don't know why this is here, because it's not yours. It's about somebody else, and start praying for that individual. Well, I don't know who it's for. Pray at that ailment and you'll know who it's for. Why am I going through all kinds of testing like this, God? Why do I constantly get in this position? Why am I coming up to a point that I feel I've got to throw myself down? Because I feel like I'm not getting any further than I am. But God is now saying that I am bringing you to a place that you will know that you are in my hand. And when you are in my hand, I'm going to do some things that you have never done before, but you're going to do it with me. You're not going to do it alone. I'm going to show you something new, something fresh, and something different. And that's what you're about to do. Something different. Something different. Not the same, but different. Are you ready for something different? Huh? Are you ready for some change? Something that's just different. Something that's going to make a change, not just for you, but a change that will make a change for other people. Amen. For other people. I felt a quick little jolt on my left side, on my back. Who has problems there? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the word of knowledge right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we just remove the pain right now, whether it comes through a sciatica or whether it comes through just inflammation. Father, in the name of Jesus, take authority over it now, and it's done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Look, this was just something that we just went off the cuff. Sunday, I'm going to need your phone again, but just bring your phone Sunday. Sunday is going to be about the nuts and bolts of your walk with God. The nuts and bolts. This has nothing to do with nuts and bolts. Nothing to do with it. But I pray that you visitors got blessed tonight. This was something we got into a little bit of worship and soaking and just took our time. And when God says shift, we have to shift. I do know that there's times that he'll say prep and get ready and this and that, but hold it. And you just hold it, don't know why you're going to hold it. When are you going to release it, God? When are you going to do something different? He says, I'm already doing it. You need to understand that I'm going to wait on you to get in order so that you can begin to work through me as opposed to you doing all the work. I thought I was doing your will. But you have a tendency to do your will, even trying to follow his will. That's what happens. That's what happens. Not my will, but your will be done according to my will. I don't remember that prayer like that. I'm just saying, guys. I'm just saying. Look, I know I don't want to keep you too long. I know kids have school, and you know, Bible study should be a little bit more structured. I have a hard time with that. I know that we need to study the Bible, but I do know that when he shows up, we need to entertain his presence.
Amen.
We do. We need to entertain it. So I pray that you understand that your testing that has come is purposed. Not the pain, but the testing. Because I don't know about you, every time I work out, I get some pain, but that pain ain't doing nothing for me. That's a result of what I went through. Now, the test that we've been going through is purposed. The test is. And that test, in the end, you see that worship was established and the enemy left to return at another time. So the enemy is going to come again. And again. And again. The Bible says that Jesus said that the trouble will come. And when trouble comes, not if, not the if factor, when, because it's going to come. But you got to understand that you're going to make it through. You're going to make it through. All your temptation that you've been going through, it's purposed. Well, he's tempting you all kinds of ways. All kinds. Just walk down a coffee aisle, see if you get tempted. Just because you haven't been having coffee. Or he tempts you real quick. Oh, God ain't going to get mad at you. God has grace.